The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Night Pants Nation Tour continues. Got some one-night stands in June. June 24th, Des Moines, Iowa. June 25th, Omaha, Nebraska. June 30th, Brea, California. What's up, Chico? Yes, sir! Get your tickets to those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com. Come on, princess. Come on, girl.
June shows coming up. June 24th, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, one night only. June 25th, headed to Omaha, Nebraska, one night only. And back at Brea, California, June 30th, one night only as well. Get your tickets to those shows and all shows at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I am Ryan Sickler. I want to say thank you for your support. I appreciate seeing how this community grows and supports one another. You guys are the shit. If you are watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. I'm telling you, it helps. It helps, all right? And if you got to have more, we are now over 100 episodes on the Patreon, and it's called The Honeydew with Y'all. And y'all have the wildest fucking stories. I can't get over what I hear every week. Been doing it now for 2 years, just sitting there listening to you guys tell stories. Just a few weeks back, shared an episode with Josh Wolf, highlighting 10 of my favorite episodes, and it was received so well, I think we're going to be doing more of that. Tour dates, Des Moines, June 24th, one night only. Omaha, the 25th, one night only. Brea, California, June 30th. Now, you know what we do over here? We're highlighting the lowlights. We're looking for a little bit of that light in the darkness. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers, and it is a pleasure to have this young lady back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Raylan Nelson. Welcome back to the Honeydew, Raylan Nelson.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Before we get into what we're going to talk about today, please plug, promote everything that is Raylan Nelson.
Music is Funny podcast. Listen to that wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and you can watch it on YouTube. And then RaylanNelsonBand.com. I just put out a new single called Free. Go check it out on the YouTube channel at Raylan Nelson Band. Don't go to RaylanNelson.com.
Yeah.
I just found out that.
What happened?
I don't own it anymore. I thought I owned it and had it forwarded to Raylan Nelson Band. But when you go to RaylanNelson.com, it's an escort, you know, naked lady. You know, you can just get some sex there.
But isn't it for like older women or older people?
Yes, that's what it's says like today. Age. It changes every day.
Oh, it's
it's a surprise every day.
No way. I thought it was like if you wanted to get some ass in your 60s or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was one of those ads on there. I saw that too. Yeah.
So you don't own that anymore, huh?
And apparently not. So go to RaylanNelsonBand.com. Or you can go support those ladies.
Yeah,
you know,
go, you know what? Go get some pussy. Go get some senior citizen pussy at RaylanNelson.com, y'all.
Go get your jack off on. I feel a little flattered that somebody would want to put that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
uh-huh. There's worse things, I guess.
There are definitely worse things. Yeah. So, welcome back. And look, I know I said what I wanted to talk to you about earlier, but I actually do want to talk to you about worse things because I was communicating with you during this, but you had a stalker situation.
Yeah.
Can we go there first?
Yeah.
And I say that because I don't know if they'd be comfortable with me talking about it. Maybe they would, but I'll keep the ladies' names out. But there are three ladies in comedy who also had a stalker situation to the point where the police had to go to the guy's fucking home. And it is since that helped. It sounds like he listened.
Good.
But you also had a scary situation.
Yeah. So I check my grandpa's fanny mail. And it is actually pretty cool because it's I can just reach out to people and it says it's from Willie Nelson. And literally, if you get an email from Willie Nelson, you're probably going to open it. So, and I did ask my grandpa for permission to do that. So it's really cool that I have this email address. But a person started emailing quite a bit. It was like anywhere from 60 to 150 times a day claiming.
A day?
Yeah, a day. Claiming to be Papa Willie's son. And
so real quick, if you don't mind. How many kids?
I mean, he could be Papa Willie's son.
I hear you on that. You know? Right, right. But how many kids does Papa Willie know he has?
Lana, Susie, and Billy were from my grandmother.
Okay.
Billy is my dad. And then there's Amy and Paula from Connie. And then Lucas and Micah from Annie. So, seven.
Seven children.
But then there's one that came about.
A legit one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, she was actually his first kid because before my, this is kind of interesting. So before my grandmother and Papa Willie got together, so I mean, he was probably 16 or something, right? He had a one night stand with a girl. She got pregnant. She gave the baby to a couple in a bar.
No.
Yes. This is like 1940. Let's see, he was born 33. So I'm not good at math. What is that? 48, 49? You know, this is like 1950, something, you know. So she gives it to a couple in a bar. That couple raises the baby. When Renee was probably 30 years old, she contacted Papa Willie, like called him somewhere in a hotel room, like tracked him down somehow, told him the
story. Back then, too. Yeah. Think how hard that would have fucking been.
So that would have been in the 80s, right? So then she contacts him. He's like, yeah, all that story checks out. And she's like, well, I don't want anything. I'm very happy with my family. But, you know, just wanted to let you know I was here. And he was like, okay.
And
you know,
she was
just
how
keep
old
in touch.
At the time?
She was probably in her 30s.
Oh, wow.
I think, you know, I could be a little off on numbers. I'm really bad at numbers. But so then, like 12 years ago, she contacts the family and she comes back into our life.
I remember when I said I didn't want any money.
Well, yeah, listen. So, but listen.
How about jewelry? So, y'all got any jewelry? I don't need cash.
Not quite like that. But my cousin Noelle, her daughter's daughter needed some eye surgery that, you know, she was going blind and needed some surgery. And she, you know, wanted some help for the surgery. And Papa Willie, of course, did it. But when the first time she came on the bus, the first thing.
The Honeysuckle Rose?
Yeah.
What's it like being on the Honeysuckle? Can we hold on for a second?
Okay.
About the
It's my favorite thing. Literally, it's what I want to, the only, one of the only reasons why I want to be a musician, because Papa Willie's always toured in that, that's all I know as his home, really. I know he has houses, I've been there, but he's always been on a tour bus when I would visit with him. And the bunks were always so much fun to play in. He sits at the table, you know, he has his spot. Nobody really sits there except for him. There's always a serving. Do you remember those old serving trays from Shoney's that are just kind of like circular?
Shoney's,
about this?
Yeah,
with weed on it and ready, you know, a joint ready to go. Anyway, where were
so
we?
So she gets on the bus.
She gets on the bus and he goes, "She looks like Raylan." And she's about 60 at this time, because this was only like a 15 years ago or so, 12, 15 years ago. And so she looked like an older version of me, obviously. But they did a DNA test then, and it was true. And but yeah, that was Aunt Renee. She's passed away now. She had breast cancer. I actually never met her. I only talked to her on the phone. Yeah, only talked to her. She sent me a hat, though. Yeah.
So, go ahead. Sorry. I'm interrupting.
So she's dead.
So she's gone.
Yeah.
But did she get an inheritance or
her family? Daughter Noelle is still in the family. Of course, she's still a part of the family.
Did the surgery go well?
The surgery? Oh,
she was going blind,
no.
You said. Wait, are you fucking with me? I can't tell right now. I can't tell if you're fucking the surgery didn't go good.
I love that you can't tell.
I don't want to laugh. It's a poor kid who might be blind because it didn't go good.
But yeah, it
was
didn't
that
go
all
well.
Bullshit?
It wasn't bullshit.
Oh, okay.
She still just, it just didn't, it didn't do well. It was like right when stem cell surgery was
like
new.
New.
You had
stuff.
To go to Thailand to get it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in Thailand.
I wouldn't. I mean, maybe if I was going blind, I would.
I want to do stem cell stuff. I think it's.
Yeah.
Pretty miraculous.
Yeah, I want to
Not
it.
In this case, apparently, but.
No.
Yeah, she's
also
still a
little
that's
the blind. 80s.
No, well, this was just like 10 years ago or
oh,
so.
Okay.
That's when she came back into our lives, you know. I wasn't even alive in the 80s. I'm so young.
Okay, so the reason we sidetracked is because that is a, yep. As we know, a blood relative. This stalker situation.
Okay.
Is, I know, I'm good
Thank
at
you.
What I do.
You're good at this.
Is. A questionable at the time you're saying, I don't know, he could be.
Yeah, because,
right.
You know, my grandpa's a rock star. He's had a lot of sex.
A lot of sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. He could have kids out there
right.
That we don't know about. But he's just kept singing, sending songs. He was sending batshit crazy stuff. I mean, he would go through my social media and just start writing a movie script with people that I was doing podcasts with and just talking shit about all these comedians in the movie script. Like it was
these
part
are the
of
emails
it.
Emails you're getting?
Mm hmm. Long novels of. He was just crazy, you know? So then he's like, I'm going to come to the house. I'm going to come to your house. He was based in Florida. He said he was going to come to Nashville. He found my old, thank God I moved. He found my old house on. You know, on wherever you can find where Raylan Nelson lives when you look it up.
I think it's oldhouse.com.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be a fucking scene just for the support site, too.
It is.
Oldbox.com. Oh,
but he did. Ryan, he did. He showed up at my house. And, He showed up at
the old
little,
house.
Yeah, the old house, the restaurant that I used to work at down by my old house. I went there and asked the same old ladies worked there that worked
oh,
there
yeah.
before. It's like a little meet and three. Do you know what a meet and three is? in the South, we have a lot of them. It basically just means like a meet and three vegetables.
Okay.
So they have like Salisbury steak and country
okay.
fried steak.
Meet
and then
and
you
three,
can pick
right.
like green beans, mac and cheese, whatever. So it's one of those restaurants. And I showed him a picture because he was sending pictures of himself too. And they were like, yeah, he was here. So Anyway.
How old would you say he is, roughly? Or did he ever say?
I don't know.
Older, though?
He would send pictures of his real or his dad that his mom told him it was. He looked just like him, Ryan. He'd be like, I don't look anything like him. And just
He's
like him.
He's got a mustache, man. I don't have a mustache.
And then would send pictures of him and Lucas, my uncle, or him and you know, Papa Willie, and claimed to still be. It was just ridiculous. But so, yeah, we had to get the FBI involved. And
it went as far as the FBI.
Yeah.
And is that because of your grandfather and shit, too? Like, they want to make sure this guy doesn't go after him also?
Yeah, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. But
so
it was really good.
So what happens when the FBI shows up at your house? What's that feel like?
Or they basically call you all the time. They didn't show up at my house.
Oh,
but they just called me all the time.
How do
you
know
if
it's
real? And then I have
one.
Well, he could have showed up at my house. He's only a couple miles away. The detective that was, you know, put on the case and right near me. But all he had to do was call him and tell him to stop or we were going to press charges. And we haven't heard nary a one. I've gotten one email from him maybe like 2 months ago, and it was a song. And I didn't want to alarm anyone, so I didn't, you know. And he hasn't said anything since.
But did you have to leave your home and shit like that?
The kids wanted to go stay with their dad, obviously, so they were there, and I didn't get...
He was literally in town.
Yeah.
That's
in town.
Nuts.
He claimed that he was going to the Willie Nelson Museum, which is where we do the podcast. So, of course, I had to alert everyone there, and we had to stop, podcasting for a while.
Damn.
It sucked.
And also, yeah, you don't know when he left, right?
No. Well, he was keeping me. Luckily, he was so crazy. He was just emailing, you know. So he did tell me when he left. But my kids still didn't feel. My boys were kind of. My boys are 15 in a couple weeks. So
I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah. They were kind of like, I kind of want to just come back home. I'm not worried about it. But my daughter was like, you know. So then the detective actually talked to my daughter. And that is what finally made her feel better. And she came back home. Yeah. Thank goodness. It feels like such a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. I mean, you and I were talking through the whole thing, just letting you know what was going on and everything. My ex-husband went and taught me how to shoot guns.
Yeah.
That
Man,
was fun.
That's, I feel anybody that goes through something like that, it's nuts to me. I was watching what this guy was doing to these girls too, and just, you know.
Yeah.
It's scary shit. Even when they call you and tell you, like, this happened, I'm like, what? It's fucking...
Yeah, they're crazy.
Mental
people are
illness
crazy.
Scary.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about another creepy person in your past, actually. Can we talk about this van?
Okay.
I want to talk about this. Because I have a daughter who's 7, and I want to know. So many people have sat in that chair and told me terrible fucking stories. So
I was about 16 years old, and I was going to student life camp at church.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And what is student life camp?
It's a camp where you...
Like a non-denominational Christian just...
This was Baptist, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This is a Baptist church that I went with.
Do you know what the difference between what makes Baptist and...
It's stupid shit. Like
versus Methodist.
They don't dance in the worship music. Like it's like hymns.
Footloose.
Yeah, that's what I went to when I was People were speaking in tongues and like jerking.
Really?
And dancing. I was on the dance team. Oh, yeah.
What kind of dance are you doing on that
dance
team?
I remember being 7 years old and this lady praying over me to speak in tongues. Like she was trying to like pray this into me. And she's like... And I was just like,
that scared the fuck out of you?
Yeah. And she was like, just move your tongue And I was like, I just repeated what she said, you know, because I was 7 years old and a child. It wasn't like the spirit came over me or anything. Yeah, it was a weird church. But the church that I was talking about, this was a Baptist church. It was way more laid back than that. This is in my teen years. And I didn't tell anyone about this until I was about 26 years old, I think, which was just last year. But
Forever 27.
Forever 27. So in, you know, those church vans, and those white church vans look like pedophile vans anyway.
Yeah, with the extension on the back.
Yeah. Actually, that's what my band van is, you know.
You might want to paint it.
I've thought about it. We actually do need to paint it because it's all right. But anyway, so just sitting there, and one of the counselors was sitting next to me in the van. It was a couple of seats back. And all of a sudden, he just stuck his hand. I was wearing shorts. He just stuck his hand up my vagina.
Inside you?
Yes. And I froze, Ryan.
Like, how old was he?
He was 19 or 20. And I was 16. I know I was 16 because I had driven to the church and parked my car there. And I just kind of froze and couldn't move at all and just like let him do that to me. And it sucks because if I could go back now, of course, I'd be screaming in that car to everyone else that was in there. All the other 15 people, you know, or 12 people that were in there. He's putting his finger in my vagina. And I don't know why I didn't. I was too scared. I don't know why.
Can I ask you personal questions?
Yeah.
Like, had you had any experience with boys before that? Or is that, like,
not
unfortunately your first experience?
Not much at all.
That's terrible.
No. Like, just innocent making out. Nothing like that. And I didn't even know what he was doing, you know, really.
You didn't say stop or you just
Why
froze?
Didn't I say stop? I have no idea. And I didn't tell anyone except I remember when I got there, I was feeling super uncomfortable about it. So I told some friends who were dating at the time, a guy and a girl, Justin and Tiffany. And I just said that he tried to hold my hand. That was like, that's as comfortable as I was at saying what happened.
Because you were embarrassed.
I guess I was embarrassed, you know. But I don't really know why I was embarrassed, but I definitely was. And I blocked it out. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't want my mom to not let me do anything anymore. I was barely allowed to do much anyway because I was going to church camp. Come on, you know, for fun. So I knew she wouldn't let me do anything if I...
But did you think she would blame you? Like, you would get in trouble for it somehow?
Yeah, like,
is that
I guess
what your 16-year-old mind is thinking?
I guess so, you know? Like, why didn't I tell her? I did finally tell her eventually, maybe just a few years ago.
Really?
Ago. Mm-hmm.
And what did she say?
And she said it wasn't my fault.
It's definitely
not. We just bawled and, you know, I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you. I didn't, you know, it wasn't that I don't even know why. I think I just didn't want you to ground me from my car, you know? It's such a stupid reason. And I didn't want to, you know, like, what would you do in that situation if your daughter came and told you that?
Oh, you know what I would go do.
Going down to that church.
Bullshit church, yeah.
And if that was me that caused that, you know?
So can I ask you, was your dad gone at that time? Did your dad have
passed
already?
Oh, yeah, my dad died when I was 7.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are with no dad. This is happening. You don't tell your mom. You don't tell anybody. But what did they – but you only said held your hand. You never said anything to him.
Did he ever
try anything ever again?
No.
No. Did he ever
never
sit next to you
again?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And I stayed away from him.
Do you remember his name? Don't say it.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to look him up?
David Kaufman.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say his name. Okay. He fucking did it.
Yeah. Good for
you.
Yeah,
he married some girl from the youth group. And he has kids.
Yeah, that's not a great situation.
And in no way were we dating or did he ever, you know.
Even ask permit? Nothing.
No.
He just sat next to you and.
We were just in youth group.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We used to see it was called the Church of the Open Door. Okay, that was the bus, the van that would ride through our neighborhood. And that was what was creepy too. It would roll through your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And just stop, like, do you kids want to come? And it was the same van you're talking about, but it was powder blue. Yeah. It was called the Church of the Open Door. And some of our neighbors would get on and go, and we're like, we're not going to fuck on that, getting on that fucking. You could see the faces in that fucking van just looking out like, help me. We're like, we're not getting on that fucking van. What that shit, dude? The Church of the Open Door. Church of the Open Butthole. Ew. They're going to do stuff, though.
Open Butthole. I'm going to start Church of the Closed Vagina.
So why 10 years? And who did you finally tell? Was it your mom that you finally told first? Like when you really started talking about this?
My sister. Mm-hmm. She's had a lot of trauma and, you know, she's had a lot of, she hasn't put herself in the best situations at times. So, and she said that herself. So I'm not saying something she doesn't know. But yeah, so I opened up to her about it. And then she, you know, my mom and stepdad's best friends, they're, I don't even know if I should talk about this, but the husband made advances at my sister, and this was just a few years ago. And then when my sister finally came forward and told my mom and her dad about it, gave me like the courage to, I don't know, gave me the courage to talk to my mom about it. Because that was really hard for her to do.
Jeez, the dad?
The husband, yeah. I'm not sure if he's a dad or not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But they're no longer friends, obviously.
Yeah, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And my sister wasn't a child, but she was 18, which is 16 and a half. Come on.
You don't go after your fucking
no
best friend's children.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, regardless of the age.
Yeah.
But especially 18.
Sorry, Mom. But it's true that that all happened. You know, I want to tell you a story that I just thought of. I outed on accident, found my mom's best friend. This was early on. I was still married. So my ex-husband's sister had a best friend.
Okay. Your sister-in-law at the time had a best friend. Okay.
And he was a gay man.
He. Okay.
And he found my mom's best friend's husband on the gay sites. On MySpace. This was MySpace days. So it was like the MySpace.
Sister-in-law's husband.
No. So my sister-in-law's best friend.
Is a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
And he found who?
Okay. So my mom's best friend, who was a lady, right?
Her husband.
Through church, right? So I grew up with these people in church.
It's always church.
Yeah. Always.
Biggest freaks are in church.
And looking back, he was so obviously gay, but I didn't know that, you know. Nobody told me that the gay qualities were what that meant. I could see there was a difference in them, you know, but I didn't, you know, nobody ever said that. I didn't know that till later. And he was definitely just, but I told Melissa, my mom's friend, I was like, hey, your husband's on the thing. And she divorced him. And now he's living his best life.
There it is.
You know, because he's with a man. Right. They, you know, he's living his best life now. Church stories. My pastor from church is now transgender. He did porn out here. Like, yeah.
Your ex-pastor is a transgender porn star?
Yes. A beautiful one. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She lives probably right down the road.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Got far away from Nashville and became a woman.
And religion probably too.
And the other one before that had an affair with a lady in the church, you know? Like, this is why church is so hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
So hypocritical.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to have anything to do with it, because I don't want anyone to think I'm a hypocrite, you know?
They're the most judgmental, the most fucked up. I say it in my set every night. The hierarchy of scumbags in this country starts with, in this world, starts with the Catholic Church.
Yep.
It starts there, and it is not open for discussion, not at this table. So,
agreed.
But people hide behind this religion thing. They hide behind that. A lot of the fucking, obviously, they're not all bad people, of course.
No.
But the bad ones use this God and Jesus or these deities to hide behind this and you know, you can be forgiven for what you did to that girl in the van, you know? Do you think that guy ever fucking thinks about that? Do you wonder
I wonder how many other girls he's done that to.
Or even if it's his kids.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. Mm-hmm.
I just thought of something else. My sister's best friend when she was 13 told me that her dad was fucking her.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Her own father? I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Your sister's friend's own dad. Mm-hmm. Incest we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And her brother.
The dad was fucking the brother?
No, the brother was fucking her. Maybe. Maybe.
I'm not trying to make this is horrible, but I'm there's a lot of
the brother was
moving parts in this one here. Holy shit.
The dad was fucking the
dad and the son are having sex with his daughter and his sister.
The brother, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. And she said that they would put a bag or a pillow over her face. Yes.
At the same time, they're together doing this? The son's doing this?
I don't think they're doing it together.
Jesus Christ. Well, where is the son learning that? Of course it's his dad. It probably is happening to him too.
And the mom was super pilled out. So she was just sleeping all the time and wasn't living life, you know?
Fuck.
So I tell my mom, you know, I'm like, and I'm like 22, not that long ago, of course, but I'm like 22 at the time.
You stay consistent on it, yeah. I'll tell you that.
And my mom was like, hey, Raylan, you're an adult and a child just told you that her dad's fucking her. You're going to have to call this DHS and say it. And I was like, what? What? So she kind of, you know, walked me through that.
And you did. You made the call.
We did everything we were supposed to do. Unfortunately, once it got to the point where the law got involved, my sister's friend was like, never mind, nothing. I lied. Nothing. I know. It's so sad. And it sucks because they were really close and they weren't allowed to talk anymore. You know, they weren't friends. And they were the type of friends that are for each other, not the competitive. It's hard to find girlfriends that aren't competitive with you at that age, you know, at 13, 14 years old. So it's really sad. They're still not friends and they still don't talk. And it's, you know, been a while.
Is this girl okay? Do we know anything about this? No.
She chose to say she was lying. And her parents are keeping it hidden except until I talked about it here.
I hope it comes out. I hope some truth comes out of that.
Yeah.
God. You guys know we love Liquid IV here. I love it. I start every day with Liquid IV. We have bags of it here at the studio for all our guests that want to take anything. And it's one of the things I love to give away on the Shimmy Ya show at the Comedy Store that I'm doing tonight. I'm throwing bags of Liquid IV out. It's great stuff. And I'll be honest, I didn't know how much it costs until you guys started telling me how much you save using the Honeydew. So when you're pushing your body too hard or you're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to stay hydrated. Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. And what I like most about Liquid IV is how easy it is to take along with you no matter where you are. You just drop it in and you are good to go. One stick of Liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. It's got 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and it's made with premium ingredients, non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off. I think I said 20. 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 25% off of anything you order when you use promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HONEYDEW. Celebrate all that you are and explore who you can be with customizable prescription glasses from Pair Eyewear. Look, some people like to put on tennis shoes. Some people like to wear a t-shirt, whatever it is for your style to say whatever it is. If you're into the eyes, I'm telling you right now, you can change your glasses like you change your clothes. Get started by choosing your base frame with options from the square to the cat eye look. Every frame comes in 6 different colorways, and then you pick your top frames and build a collection to match your personality. For every pair purchased, Pair provides glasses and vision care for children around the world. So you're doing a good thing. Listen, here's the cool thing. I got my pair I was worried about, sometimes I don't like the real thin glasses. They're not too thin. They're not flimsy. They're sturdy glasses. And then they got these really cool little magnets. Boom, and you pop them on. I'm telling you, when you turn to the side, you can't tell. You cannot tell that you have a blue blocker or a sun blocker or whatever on there. I promise you, they are legit. You can get glasses as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style, starting at just $60. Go to paireyewear.com/honeydew for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/honeydew. Have you ever just been too damn high? Well, with today's weed, it can be a dangerous game, and we don't always have time to play reefer roulette when we're looking to light up. Dadgrass is reviving the pleasure of the casual smoke so you can chill out without the stress. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. If you want that toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. I'm going to say this to you right now. If you're trying to quit cigarettes and you just like the habit of smoking, try Dadgrass right now. All right. They also have Momgrass. I smoke both of them. I take them on tour with me sometimes after shows, and I chill out. I promise you, it's good stuff if that's your style. Right now, Dadgrass is offering my listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/honeydew. Go to dadgrass.com/honeydew for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do. Doesn't that fucking, this is the shit that keeps me up at night thinking about things like this, that there are people on this planet that can do things like that.
I know.
You know, like my daughter's 7. Doesn't want to even do a sleepover yet because she's still too scared to sleep in her own damn bed sometimes. So good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But I am petrified when she goes to a sleepover at someone else's house. Like, I want to know, is there an uncle who lives over there?
Mm-hmm.
Who's got guns in the house?
I want to know every male figure, everything. Every female figure that's there.
Yeah, who's there? How many people are there?
It sounds crazy. So it's best just to keep them at home, you know, until they're teenagers, you know, when you have to...
Well,
you're
a single parent.
My kids go and hang out at their friends'
houses.
They
do, and they're 15 and stuff now.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they go to their dad's house, the way my daughter goes to her mom's, it feels like a different planet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're traveling away somewhere, I feel like. And there's just, you can't keep an eye on them.
I know.
The way you want to.
FaceTiming all the time, though, right? Do you remember that time we were on the phone and you saved Stella's life?
Yeah, that was before you did the first episode.
Yep.
I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing a solo show in Tacoma.
I'm 4 for 5.
And you called me, and I was smoking weed outside the hotel. And I was like, hey, Ryan, I just lit a joint. And you go, oh, are you token? And I was like, yeah, I'm smoking a joint. And then you're like, oh, and I hear the phone shake. You're like, gotta call you back. Stella, you know, you said Stella's choking.
Yeah, you thought I said token.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even think I've ever said token either.
No.
I don't think I ever say that.
No, but you were just like, are you choking to Stella? But I thought you said to me, are you token? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just smoking weed. And you saved her life. You called me back like within 5 minutes. Like, she's fine. She just had some meat stuck in her throat.
She did. She was choking again. That's the second time I've had to do that for her. First time, she got something stuck in her throat. It was me and her mom and her. We were sitting at the table, and she got up. This was a while ago. She got up. She walked away. I thought she was going to get something to bring it back to the table to show us. And when she turned around and came back, I looked at her face, and I was like, oh, my God, you're not breathing. And she was trying to tell us, but she was walking back and forth. So her mom didn't know what to do, and I gave her the Heimlich, and boom, that shit shot right out. Because, you know, you do a smaller one when they're little. You don't double. So then this time.
Good job.
Thanks. This time, she had, I don't know if it was a hot dog or what the fuck it was.
Pizza.
Was it pizza? Yeah, that's right. It was pizza. And she had it stuck, and she couldn't breathe, and she came to me, and I did it again. It shot out onto the balcony, and I fucking took that pizza and threw that bitch off. But yeah, I've had to do that. I mean, you talk about
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anxiety. I will never forget the time my younger brother choked on, I think it was steak, at my grandmom's kitchen table. It was, or dining room table, I should say. It was my dad, her, and me and my two brothers. And he was legit going down. And my dad got up and did the Heimlich, and that fucking steak shot out onto the table. And that's always stuck with me, like, man. So if I'm in the back of the house and I hear her cough, and I'll run out and she'll point to her water. Like, it went down the wrong way. I'm like, all right, you good? I don't want to be doing this shit.
Yeah.
I'm 4 for 5. Rest in peace, Grandma.
I remember my mom jerking me out of the back of the car when I got a light. Remember those little lifesaver holes? I don't even know if you can get those anymore. They were just like the hole of the lifesaver, mm-hmm. and they would sell those as a candy. And I got one stuck in my throat. My mom was driving a Trans Am, and I was in the back seat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pulls over and jerks me out of the back and throws me upside down. She didn't know nothing.
Not
she just threw me upside down, like shaking me and hit me on the back. It worked,
like,
though.
You owed her money.
Yeah. Ooh, that is a panic. Also, when my boys were in the NICU, I was holding one of them, and one of them quit breathing in my arms.
No.
But I had no idea. I just saw all the they were all hooked up to the machines. So I heard alarms go off, and the nurse very slowly and easily just walked up to me, and she goes, "This baby isn't breathing." And she goes, "All you need to do is just rub his chest right here." And she just started rubbing his chest, and then the alarm stopped going off.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm like, did my baby just die in my arms and all I had to do was rub his chest and I had no idea? Yeah.
How many people probably lost babies like that in the old days, didn't even know, it was just a little palm rub on the chest?
Well, my boys were born 8 weeks early,
so one
started taking over the other one's blood when they were both inside of me.
They're fraternal or identical?
So it's weird. They have, so identical twins have one sac and mm-hmm. one placenta, right? And then
I got my own zygote. I know.
So you had your own sac,
egg. Uh-huh.
and your own placenta.
Right.
And basically means that two sperm hit two eggs because she just happened to release two eggs. So it's on the mom side. And then if it's identical twins, it's one sperm hits one egg and it splits for some weird reason, right? And my boys had one placenta, two sacs.
Oh.
So it's this
weird. So what's
weird
that called? Is that a name for that?
No, but they look a lot alike, you know? And they have, they're the 10th set of identical twins in their dad's family.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, I'm put on bed rest like at 29 weeks of pregnancy is about 40 weeks.
With fraternical twins.
Fraternical.
We'll call them fraternicals. Somewhere between fraternical and identical.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
So they're inside of me, and then one day I get a real bad migraine, and I go to the doctor. My blood pressure skyrocketed, and if your blood pressure skyrockets when you're pregnant, they immediately admit you and try to see what's going on. And they did an ultrasound, and they did this, like, it sounded like a train horn to the babies on
Is
the
that
belly.
Right?
So they, on one side, they it was like, wah, right? And then to the other baby, wah.
Is that to, like, test their...
Test their, like, if they, because they can hear, right? So Aiden, the baby A at the time, like, immediately did this big jerk. And they did it to Brody, and he went... Like, just this tiny thing. And the doctor said, that baby is dying. We need to get him out. He's going to, they're going to do better if we have him in the NICU now. So immediately, I mean, 30 minutes later, they were born. It was
so you
that
just have,
fast.
Woke up with a fucking headache. And next thing you know, they're taking babies out of you because one's killing the other one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And the fun thing was May 22nd, twins are twos, you know, mm-hmm. I was in room 2222. I was 22 years old at the time. It was like all these twos that I felt like, okay, I feel like, I don't know, you just draw comfort in these weird things in those moments. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're born, but they had to stay in the NICU for the neonatal intensive care unit for 3 weeks. And so I just pumped breast milk every 2 hours and took it down there to them, would freeze it, just cry that I couldn't be with it.
I know. What's that like?
You can't be with your babies when they're first born. It was just, it was so hard.
Skin to skin or any, how long again?
It was worse. It was worse than losing a parent, I think, because it's just, there's this overwhelming feeling that you need to be with a baby. And I was there. I was there every single day. I went down and visited them every single day and took the milk because I couldn't bear not to. It was like I was just magnetically drawn. I stayed as long as the hospital would let us, you know. But then when we had to go home, I just kept going back every day.
Oh, so you were going home. You weren't at the hospital staying there. Oh, I'm thinking you're walking down a couple floors and you're right there. You got to drive. How far is that each way?
I mean, it was 20 minutes, you know. And the neonatal staff there was great, you know. But it was just so hard to leave your babies, especially overnight.
Yeah. What's so that then like they to came try to home. Get to sleep?
They weren't even supposed to be born yet. So they came home 1 month before they were supposed to be born. And so they were just little bitty teeny tiny, and they would they were great, you know. I feel like I got more baby time than most people because they were here a little early.
Oh,
but I would
see,
never, ever wish that upon anyone. And, you know, you'd see other babies in there that had been in there for like 2 years and they were still so tiny, just hanging on for life. And
wow.
Their parents were coming in every day. Yeah. The songs that were on the radio at that time, when I hear them now, I immediately want to cry again.
Like,
because it just goes through. But like at the time, I remember that Daughtry song. Do you remember mm-hmm. the guy that
American
won
Idol
the American
guy.
Idol? Mm-hmm. That home song that he had. It's like, I'm going home. To a place where I belong, something like that. And every time that song comes on, that feeling of, oh my God, I got to get to my babies and I can't, comes over me. But then, I get pregnant again and I get into, I want to have a VBAC, which means you're going to have a vaginal birth after a cesarean section, because my cervix wasn't competent after my twins. They wanted me to have another C-section. And I was like, I want to try natural. You know, I was into all the natural
stuff. And it's called a VBAC?
It's called a VBAC.
I've never heard that one.
And doctors hate it, by the way. Because if they do a C-section, it's covered under insurance. Everything's neat and tidy. But it's still major abdominal surgery.
I mean, I can't, like... I've seen some of them where they're putting the shit out on the. I'm like,
oh yeah, I saw Scott's face when they were open. He was like, and I was like, don't do that, don't do that. But he said they ripped me open like a t-shirt. He said,
get the fuck out of here,
and then just like put me back together.
Holy crap!
So the same doctor that saved my boys, he was my doctor for my daughter, and he was saying that she needed to come out, that she was overdue. And it wasn't true, I don't think, because when she was born, there's these signs on the bottom of their feet that the wrinkles on their feet, if they have them all the way, that shows that they're 40 weeks, and she didn't quite have any there, so that it's more like a 36, 37 week. Either way, she was born too early. She took in a big gulp of amniotic fluid, so she basically had pneumonia because she had liquid on her lungs and had to stay in the NICU for a month, longer than my boys even had to, even though she was technically born at 36, 37 weeks, which is, you know, a lot of times just babies are really good. I can't have healthy babies for some reason.
You have healthy
babies.
And
it was really
now.
Hard. Yeah. Everybody's good now, of course. When she finally came home, it was the best time ever, you know. And I didn't even know I wanted a daughter. I thought I wanted to be a boy mom. You know, I was all into being a boy mom. And then as soon as I saw her in the NICU after, because they immediately took her away, just like the boys. And I saw her and I was like, there she is. She's mine. I want her. Give her to me, you know. And she's the best. She's literally one of my best friends. It's like, it's cool. You get this, you know, you're just like creating your own best friend one day as having, being a,
it's so funny.
Being a dad, being
Al
a mom.
Madrigal's daughter is 16. I think he said she's 6'1" or 6'2". And I was asking him what it's like to be, you know, shorter than your daughter, because I would be.
Yeah.
He said she's also like, you know, she's lifts and stuff, and she's like a really kick-ass volleyball player. And
good.
He said, you know, up until now, he's like, "You're how old's your daughter?" I go, "So I saw him at the Comedy Store the 50th, and we were talking in the kitchen. And he's like, he goes, "Oh my God, this is the best time right now." He goes, "It's like right about now until about for me 2 weeks ago." He's like, "She was my best friend, doing everything like dad, dad, dad," and then hits that age where it's like, you know,
yeah.
Where we all get, you
yeah,
know? Yeah,
yeah.
So what is it like? I want to ask you this. I mean, your dad passed when you were, you said, 7. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it like parenting with, do they ask questions about your dad? Like, do you talk about your father as much? I know you're only 7, so, you know, do you keep him alive, so to speak, in the household? And if so, what do you do?
I think they don't bring him up much because they know they don't want to make me sad, you know?
Like I'm doing right now.
So, yeah. Yeah, they don't. They don't bring him up much. That being said, we talk about him. There's pictures of him up, you know. And my boys look so much like him.
They do.
Yeah. And so I know that just as much if we can look like our people, you know, how much on the inside is like us, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it's
yeah, because you don't know your dad like that after.
No.
You're only 7.
But people tell me I'm like him in certain right. ways. And how is that? I haven't
mannerisms,
been around him.
Things
yeah,
like
little
that.
Things
yeah.
like that.
That's that genes. That's genes.
Yeah. So yeah, just like you
DNA.
Can look like them, you can just kind of be like them.
Mm-hmm. How old was your dad when he died?
33.
Do you ever think about when your kids are 33, how it's going to make you feel? Shit like that?
Yeah. 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 And, you know.
You're going to have two of them at the same damn time, too.
Yeah, I know. And I only have just 3 years left with them before they're just going to be taken off and living their own life. It makes me not want to be away from them too long.
Mm-hmm.
Only want to go do one-offs, you know, or a couple shows here and there so I can be back with them because I only have a short amount of time. And they're already doing school all day and then playing piano and then working out. They're into working out these days and then they want to play with their friends. So, you know, we get dinners together, which – you know, if you instill that, everybody knows what dinner time or, you know, whatever time the meal is. Have at least one meal of the day where everybody gets together and just talks about what's going on, you know. And I always have check-ins with them. I'm like, check-in time. How do you feel about life? What's going on? And, you know, I feel like we grew up together. I really do. So I feel like we're all just good friends as well as, you know, obviously. Like they never... they haven't been mean to me yet. You know what I mean? Like we haven't had to deal with like, don't talk to me like that. I haven't had to do that since they were very teeny tiny, you know, like, but I don't know where I was going. Oh, I'm pretty sure it's coming anytime soon. My daughter is 13. She just started her period for the first time.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling everyone and she hates it. She's like,
13,
please stop
is that
telling
like
everybody.
Seventh grade, eighth grade?
Yeah,
oh,
sixth
God.
Grade. She's in sixth grade, almost
oh,
seventh.
Grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
She started kind of early, a little earlier than I did.
I just remember in middle school when we would go into the nurse's office for, you know, our cuts and injuries. It was this lady with, I mean, a motherfucking mountain of tampons and acne pads behind her. Like the room was sponsored by them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like that's
yeah.
how many were in there. I'm like, I'm just here for a Band-Aid. Just like, look at it, Kotex and shit all
the
way
up. They give you a Kotex to wrap around your finger.
Pads and tampons. I don't know the difference. I don't know anything. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah.
Have you heard of these free bleeders?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's these period panties you can wear and then you just let yourself just bleed.
And then just toss them out?
You wash them.
No.
Yes.
No, you throw those away.
No, you
yes,
wash
you,
them
no, you
and
don't.
Reuse
no,
them. It's
don't.
Called Thanks. You can get them at thanks.com.
You throw those away.
Promo code
want.
The Duke.
Is that
free
right?
Free bleeders, yeah. Did you know people are manifesting things when they're orgasming now?
What do you mean?
So, yeah, you should try this the next time you have an orgasm.
Okay.
Okay. So... you just start manifesting things that you want during the orgasm. And it's like a magic time that you can create, make things happen. Did you charge your crystals?
You know I charge my crystals. Okay. We just got back from Sedona. Wait, are you telling me to take myself out of my orgasm?
No.
And not
be present
in my orgasm and mentally go to think
like... I realize
like,
you can't think of those things to get there. But once you're there and you know you're in that...
Once lightning is striking.
Yeah, and it's like that throbbing feeling. That's the time you should be like, money, money, money. Or what do you want to manifest? You know, health and happiness for Stella. That's kind of weird.
Maybe
that's it's
way weird. Yeah, I'm not going to.
Maybe
oh,
just go
God.
Broad, vague family.
I'll
you
go
know,
general
health, happy family.
Broad sweeps.
Yeah, but.
And you're supposed to yell that out loud too?
I bet it works better if you do.
Huh.
But I also think maybe you could just think it and it'll work. So try that out. Try the theory. Let me know.
If you see me in a house in Santa Monica in the next 60 months to a year, you'll know it does.
See?
Can it be self-love too, or does it have to be with a person?
No, masturbating is better.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
For self-manifest. So it's just keep it all to yourself.
Yeah, it's magical. Okay. It's magic, Ryan. All right. Orgasms are magic.
They are magic.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now let me go back, switching off to a second of manifesting in my orgasms. Back to you parenting. Do you ever think about what would happen if something happened to you? Having that hindsight of your dad's gone, do you ever worry about, hey, what happens to my kids? Or
that's how I justify praying protection around myself, because for them, I don't want them to lose their mom.
Period panties? Free bleeders? Is that what they're really called?
Thanks. They're called thanks.com. Seriously, they were.
Free
they
bleeders.
They have thongs. They have boy
no.
shorts. They
no.
have sleep shorts. Yes. And it's kind of amazing. Like, even if you use a tampon, they're kind of cool to have just in case things.
Well,
go
that's
awry.
Different, though. That's different. I know every chick's got their period panties or
but
whatever.
But they kind of work for.
But I'm saying
free
the
bleeding.
Full on go into
yeah,
it.
People do it. They're created to do it. They
is
have super flows.
Is this a sponsor
flows.
On your podcast?
I want it to be.
Super flows, you just said?
Like they have super like flow, one once for thick, heavy flow. They have one for light. I can't believe you don't know about this.
Why would I?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Why
but
would I?
Maybe Stella would be into it in a
okay,
few years.
Okay, but wait. Let me go back to you. As a woman.
Tell her she's a free bleeder.
If you. Do you think you'd be comfortable wearing these?
I do wear them.
You do?
Yeah, but I also wear tampons. I can't stomach not wearing the tampons.
I'm saying only those.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, if I'm
day
at home.
Day one.
If I'm at home.
Would you do?
I can't do it out and about in the world.
That's what I mean. Would you go out and function and walk
no,
around
No, because I'm
these?
Scared.
Scared. I would be too. I would just feel like I had diarrhea in my pants all day, and at any moment it's going to drip down my leg.
That's what it feels
that's
like.
That's what I'm
except
guessing
it's from
it
your
feels
vagina.
Like. Yes, that's what I'm guessing. I don't know why.
You can totally feel it come out and everything. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Back to the serious question. For real,
where
though,
were we?
Do you have anything in place? Do you have a plan with your kid's father about
other than praying for protection
you.
No mm-hmm. They would obviously go to their dad and stepmom, and my mom would definitely be a huge part of their life because she already is. I mean, obviously I have life insurance in case something happens, you know.
Yeah,
and my grandpa,
I mean, you
all of my dad's
lot,
stuff would go
you
through.
Fly a lot, you know.
Thanks for bringing it up,
just,
Ryan.
I'm being practical.
What are you
there.
Doing?
I think about it all
you
the
fly
time.
A lot too.
I know. What do you think? I had to go get therapy to get on these damn planes. It worked, though, damn it. It worked. I can sleep on a plane now. Adam Ray caught me on a plane sleeping. Hell yeah, it worked. I can't believe it worked. I used to fucking love taking off. I felt like a rock star flying, like that fucking plane shooting down the runway, and we're going up in the air to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I could fucking terrified of it. Every fucking, whoo, every turbulence and shit, terrified.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to do this, so I know I got to beat this. And now I still get adrenaline when we're fucking shooting down that damn runway and we're taking off, but.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And landing. Landing's
the
rough.
Landing has never bothered me ever. Okay. I feel good about the landings. I'm like, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a couple dicey ones where you feel like, you know, or they're going way long. Like, why isn't this thing stopping?
I've had a couple of those. And then I've had where turbulence really bad twice where you're like, well, this might be it. And this is how it happens. Because you know when it happens, it starts like that. The turbulence.
I've read turbulence can never crash a plane. I've done extensive research
on
turbulence.
But if a plane is crashing, it's going to feel something like that.
It's not going to feel smooth.
Right.
Yeah, you're not just gliding
right into the ground.
You know what
I mean? It starts like that.
Yeah. It's not going to be like you're just eating peanuts next thing you know.
Bam. Which would be okay, maybe, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be terror. It's going to be terror.
And it's going to feel a little bit like that. So that's maybe why. But yeah, you know, and the more we fly, the more likely it is, like you said.
Well, I don't know. The more we drive, the more likely it is.
Same, yeah.
Flying is the safest way to travel. It really is statistically. It doesn't feel great all the time,
no.
But it is the safest. It's that control thing. I'm on the ground. I have my hands on the wheel.
Control.
I'm in control of this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I say it all the time. It's not like I can get out of fucking 33C and walk up there and be like, move. Let me fly this. You know what I mean? You're just stuck there. You're like, oh, God, please do the best y'all can do today.
Yeah, I know. And what if they just got in a fight with their boyfriend
or
girlfriend?
Yeah, I think about all that shit. Yeah. Like, are you focused today, bro?
And they always look 18 now, like 16.
Pilot I had last time, I had one of these shaved head here and the hair combed over. And I was like, what? You the pilot? He said, yes. Look at you, man, up there. Never expected to see a pilot with a haircut like that.
Yeah.
Like punk rock as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit more about your dad. All right? Can we?
Yeah.
You all right with that?
Yeah.
What do you miss the most?
I miss that I didn't get to know him as an adult, you know?
I wish I could have a conversation with my dad now as a grown man.
Yeah.
Ask him what they were thinking and all the anything. Like, you had fucking twins in 1973. Like, what were you doing, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything.
And him just coming by the house to watch a game with you or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or smoke a joint with you? Think he would smoke a joint with you?
I think that's a really good question because my dad preached no drugs because he knew we were going to do them eventually, but it was always no, 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 no. But dude was in Vietnam. You know, in the Navy, not in the jungle, but in the Navy during Vietnam, I should say. And it was always no drugs. So I didn't, that's the reason I didn't start smoking until I was 21, because I always felt like I was letting my dad down.
Yeah.
It's the only reason. And I'm glad because all the studies I've read say it really does fuck up your brain up until about 21 if you're pounding it when you're 16, 17. You know?
Yeah.
So. I answer, it's funny. I said this on Joe Rogan years ago. I know what I would do if I had 24 hours with my father. What would you do if you had 24 hours? I mean, talking about a sun up to a sun up.
Okay.
Just you and your dad. No, I shouldn't say that because you want to meet your kids.
Yeah,
tough.
We'd have dinner with the kids.
What
we'll
would
say
you
that.
Do? Start with the day in the morning. Sun's up.
Well, it'd be weird if he was just there. So maybe I would just meet up with him. But yeah, I want to like make coffee for him and smoke a joint with him and be like, where the hell have you been all these years? What are you doing? Yeah, but like, what was he thinking? What was he doing? I would want to find out all the questions. What happened? You know, all the questions I have, I would want answered.
What? Give me some of the ones you think about a lot.
How did you die? Did you take yourself out? Did you even think about me and my mom when you did that?
Man.
What would you have done differently? What was going on between you and my mom when y'all got divorced? tell me everything about Papa Willie when you were growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I never got to hear stories from him. I would want to go ride horses with him. He loved riding horses and the cowboy thing. So I'd want to go do that. And then I'd want to go see my grandpa. I'd want Papa Willie to see him, you know? So I'd want to go to a show and have dinner with everyone and all the family be there, and which never happens, you know?
Right.
And he'd want to drink beer, and we'd drink beer together. And that'd be cool. Be drunk with my dad. Did you ever get drunk with your dad before he kicked?
Nope. 16. I mean, I'd only gotten drunk maybe a couple times before he died.
Yeah, because you're so young.
Yeah. I mean,
or not to get drunk, but you know, like.
Yeah. The first time I tasted beer, like, he gave me a sip. I was probably in, like, middle school, and at 4th of July. I'm like, what are you drinking? He's like, want a sip? And I take it. And I was like, oh, man, you drink shit.
What was it?
I don't remember shit. It was probably Natty Bo or something like that.
Schlitz.
It wasn't Coors Light, I'll tell you that.
Coors Light's delicious.
Delicious. Okay, why, can I say this? Mm-hmm. You asked me to ask you some questions you would ask your grandfather. And I wrote those questions down too. And you're like, I cannot ask that.
Oh.
What, have you ever talked to your grandfather about your dad?
Not really, no.
You've never asked him what was he like as a son, a child, or nothing?
We don't bring him up because it makes him sad, you know? And
it just sounds like the same thing you said about your kids not bringing your dad up.
Mm-hmm. And if he brings it up, he's like, your dad would be proud of you.
So he'll say things like that, mm-hmm. but he won't talk about it. He won't give you a story.
How bad do you want him? I think he regrets not being more involved in his life at that minute. And not really knowing what was going on, because there were times that he did get him out of trouble right before that. So he would have helped if he could have, sure. You know. And I just feel like he feels bad for not being able to be there when whatever happened, you know. But you asked me what you thought he would say, and I think it's the same thing, which is, what happened? Because none of us know what happened.
Right.
And then I think he would say, I'm sorry I wasn't there. You know, I wish you were in Texas, or I wish I was there. I would have done anything to help you. And my dad knows that. My dad lived like somebody whose dad would take care of him if he did anything, you know? So that's what was the other question you asked?
Well, I'm basically asking, like, because this is his son, mm-hmm. so I'm sure there's guilt there with, you know, of course. But
we would all have that, right?
But hell yeah, you're going to live with that the rest of your life.
Even if you're not having nothing to do with the death, we're going to feel guilty when they die. Because you're not supposed to die before your kids.
That's right. You're not supposed to outlive your children. That's right. Your kids are supposed to bury you.
Yes.
Period. That's the natural circle of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. But why, just as a historian of your dad, this man has these stories, you don't think you'll ever get them? Do you think there'll be a chance at some point
they'll
where
come
you
could? Out when, you know, my Aunt Amy and I are, I think I mentioned this last time, we're calling as friends and getting information, getting stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So we just have to ask everyone else, you know, that's the best way. I know Papa Willie's gets super upset, and we don't want to upset him, you know?
We want him to be happy.
Renee passed away, remember
Renee,
the first one?
Right, okay.
You know, she was only close to our family in the last few years of her life. So it's different than my dad.
Yeah.
It was his first son, Willie Nelson Jr.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny, stories pop up at some random times. My Aunt Bobby, who played piano for my grandpa, she just passed away.
Yeah.
I just happened to be playing in Texas, in Austin, or right outside of Austin. So I flew my band back and I stayed for the burial, and it's like she held on for when I was there or something.
That's
kind of neat. Or not even me. I think it was about my dad, because when I was there at the burial, We're all there and everyone's just kind of saying some stuff about Aunt Bobby. And I said that I was, you know, young when my dad died, but my mom always told me that when Aunt Bobby walked into the room, my dad would light up and he would stop and take a minute and go over and hang out with her and talk to her and get her whatever she needed. She was the female star of the Willie Nelson and Family Band, right? And everybody treated her as such. She's queen. So I said that. I said my mom always said that he would light up. And so I just picture, since he's in heaven and she's over there now, that he's just lit up and so happy that he's there.
That's nice.
And, you know, a couple of people are like, yeah, there are angels or whatever. And then Aunt Bobby, her son that's living, she had three sons and she lost two boys within 3 months of each other. And they were like 37, 40 years old when she lost them. I mean, can you imagine? Ugh. So, but her son that's living is married to a lady named Lisa. And Lisa goes, Raylan, I'm so sorry to bring this up, but since you brought up your dad, I have to tell you a story. So in front of everyone, my dad kind of jacked the funeral. And Lisa tells this story about when her and Freddie were getting married. Everybody was up there singing some really lovely songs, playing guitar at the reception. And my dad comes marching in his chaps, grabs the guitar from the guy that was singing, starts singing this, like, you're cheating heart song, you know, like something really shitty. And everybody was doing all these love songs. And he starts doing like a you cheated on me and fuck you song. And then he gets done. Everybody's just staring at him. And he goes, y'all singing about love. I'm trying to tell you how it really is. And then everybody started clapping. Yeah, and everybody started. And she tells this story. Everybody laughs at the funeral. And I was like, holy shit. If my dad were alive, that is exactly what he would have done here at this funeral, this burial. Everybody's so sad. And you know when that grief just hits and you just can't stop crying? Everybody was doing that. And everybody stopped to laugh at a story about my dad. And I feel like if he was there, he would have done that. So
yeah,
it's neat because you end up hearing stories at weird times. But it almost like it makes him still here, you know? They're still here and they can still affect what's going on.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Listen, I know this wasn't easy for you, so you covered a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for...
Are we going to go to the comedy store later?
Yeah, we can go to the comedy store.
Okay.
Thank you for making me laugh.
Thanks for making me laugh.
At your trauma. And again, please plug, promote everything and anything you would like.
RaylanNelsonBand.com.
She lock it in for at least a few years.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm just going to keep it. I was going to, like, why? It's fun. Yeah. And then go check out the new single Free on our YouTube channel, Music is Funny Podcast. Ryan Sickler, you're the coolest.
Thank you, Raylan Nelson, for real. I really appreciate you coming back. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.